Hello, I'm Leon Thompson and I'm joined today by Martin Walker, Best Value Audit Manager at Audit Scotland, and we're going to be discussing the Best Value Report on the Western Isles. So what has this report found?
Well, the report found that the Council hasn't really made enough progress on delivering continuous improvement in a number of key areas. This makes it difficult for the Council to deliver effectively for the people of the Western Isles.
I see. So what are the weaknesses and where are the Council's strengths?
Well, as far as the weaknesses are concerned, it's essentially around the building blocks or the foundations for best value. So there's things like performance management systems, policy-led budgeting, maybe the Council's consultation arrangements, some of the Council's corporate management and coordination activities, and some parts of its partnership working that really aren't helping it improve services for the people of the Western Isles. As far as the positives are concerned, though, they do have some strong things that they can build on. They have strong community engagement, and that includes people within communities doing things for themselves as well as just being consulted on things. They've got active and committed leadership from elected members. They've also got effective financial stewardship arrangements and a good approach to strategic capital planning. They have a clear vision for the Western Isles, and that's reflected in the plans and strategies that they have.
The report concludes that there is a mixed picture of service delivery. What's working well and what isn't?
The first point to make on this is, given the limitations with the performance management arrangements at the moment, it makes it fairly difficult for the Council to get a good view on how its services are actually performing. That also means, of course, that it makes it a wee bit difficult for us to make that same kind of assessment. Where the information is available, what's clear to us is that there's quite a mixed picture of service performance. For example, in education, exam results, you know, children's attainment results is pretty good. What still needs to get sorted in this area, though, is the improvement to school buildings. Similarly, in social work, the performance of the residential and home care part of the service, again, looks pretty good. But there are a couple of other areas within the social work department where things really need to improve. In housing, the housing standards have improved and the amount of fuel poverty has decreased. Having said that, the Council still needs to improve its performance as far as collecting rent arrears.
Are there other positives?
Certainly. The Council's economic development area works well, and particularly works well in partnership with Western Isles Enterprise. And also on transport, there's been great improvements over the last three decades. There have been improvements to roads, bridges, causeways, the coordination of local transport, and to the travel information that's available to customers.
So what's not so good?
Well, the recycling rates haven't been great, although there are some new facilities coming on stream that might help with that. The speed that the Council is able to deal with planning applications similarly could improve, although the wind farm applications have had an impact on that. And similarly in sports and leisure, where the attendance is below the national average. Although again here, there are new facilities that give them the opportunity to improve the performance in this area.
And what happens next?
The Chief Executive of the Council was already in the process of reviewing the Council's arrangements, so that of course is welcomed. The Council will then send an improvement plan to the Commission, and of course some of the Commission members will go up and visit the Council at some point over the course of the next couple of months. And that's part of the normal process following the publication of the Best Value Audit Reports.
Martin, thank you very much.